Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And getting better with Ann Beal.
Welcome to our show today. We are excited to talk to you about how to make friends. I actually went to a memorial yesterday for a friend, and it was a celebration of life. And what was interesting, the most interesting about it is there were two men there sharing about their friendship with Robert, and one of them had such a hard time as he was sharing how much he enjoyed the friendship and how much it did for him in life over the last 15 years. And he talked about getting to know him as a father and a coworker and a friend, and you could really tell that he was very passionate about it and shared about how it enriched his life. And I think the most memorable thing about what he said was how Robert made him laugh, and how laughter, and how he said he was kind of goofy and quirky at times, and just how much he treasured that. And he treasured moments when they went on trips and just all this kind of stuff. And then when the other man shared, he had this deep, close relationship too. And I kind of struck me, because we don't hear much about men and their friendships. I think men often tend to go to work and come home. And so I have Dr. Slaughter here, Dr. Jim Slaughter, here to join me today.
Hey, everybody. And good to be with you today.
We are going to talk to you, especially with isolating with COVID and all the things that have separated us in the last months. Since February, March started, so much has separated us as people. Families have broken up. Friends have broken up. We have lots of marriages about to break up over everything that's happened. And we want you to remember, socializing is so important. People in your life are so important. And social media tends to divide you. People think it's a way of having all these friends, but what all research has shown, it is actually divides your friendships. It separates you from socializing. You get more isolated. Your comments are more short. They're not deep. And how we just want you to remember the importance of friendship, why you need friends, and then also we're going to give you some really good tips on how to make friends, how to maintain them, and how to have healthy friendships. So we want to enrich your life and improve your health. We own clinics. We run clinics and health and wellness clinics. And we want to share those with you, don't we, Dr. Slaughter?
We do, yes. And I was going to say, you know, the friendship thing is something we've been thinking about for a long time. And at least, let me just say, for a while recently in particular. And I have made some effort to reconnect with old friends, because it just got to the place where it seemed important to me to do that. I missed them. And so we're going to talk today about reconnecting with friends, the value of friendship, what keeps us from doing that, but also how to make new friends and what we can do to position ourselves to begin enjoying new relationships. So that's kind of what our show's about today.
And before we start, we want to play a very important song. Very important.
Very important.
When the road looks rough ahead and your miles and miles.
Okay. I stopped that a little abruptly. I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay. Don't you love that song? I mean, it just puts you in a good mood to hear that song.
Yeah,
you know?
It does.
I love it.
Well, and that's You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman. I guess Carole King wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
But we love that song. It was with Toy Story, if you saw the movie. So Randy Newman wrote the, I guess he sang it for the movie.
Yeah, a new rendition.
And
yeah.
It's very up and happy, and Carole King's is a little slower. But he goes on to talk about friendship and the importance of friendship. And if you've seen Toy Story, or at least Toy Story 1, Woody and Buzz are close friends. And then he has all those friends.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head, Slinky, all of those. And that's what we all need, and that's what we're going to help you understand today.
Yeah.
So if you think of the benefits of friendship, what is number one thing that comes to you?
The first thing that comes to me is the idea of encouragement and support. And I wasn't sure when we get into this exactly, but we have a lot of people come to us for help in our clinics who are under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Fears abound. We've been talking to people even this last week who are so terribly afraid about what's going on right now with themselves, but also with close relatives, moms, dads, whatever.
Right.
And so one of the first questions I ask a person who comes to me and expresses just the fact that they're under stress is, who's your best friend? Who's your best friend? And usually they can tell me who their best friend is. And so I'm going to recommend to them that one of the best stress relievers and one of the best encouraging steps that they can take is to reconnect or to connect with their very best friend.
To reach out.
Reach out to their best friend. And if they don't have a best friend, reconnect with someone from the past, someone who encourages them, brings them joy. And that's the whole idea. So a number of things happen when we do that.
Well, and Brian, the guy that was sharing about his friendship with Robert, he was talking about celebrations of good times that they had.
Yes.
Celebrations when his daughter got married, different celebrations in life. And a lot of people did. And I think that that's one of the things that you get to do is intimate friends share each other experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then their life along the way.
Right.
And they inhabit each other's lives, kind of.
And you can say, hey, remember when we did this or remember when that happened? And there's a kind of buoyance that comes with that kind of a memory. And that was a kind of a subheading that I put under this when I was just jotting down some notes about it is memories. Sweet, good, powerful memories are very important to be able to recall. And a good friend, connecting with a good friend can do that for us.
Yes. And, you know, often they have similar viewpoints or values, similar, or they have similar backgrounds and traditions. I mean, a lot of us in school when we're young, it's easier to make friends because we have all these kids around us. And so we bond with people and we grow up with them. The sad thing is social media has divided most of them. And people think that because they have 100 friends or 1,000 friends or whatever, that they build these friendships. You only do that if you reach out to them in person.
Right. And that's really going to surface continually through the program as a key. And that is personal contact.
Personal
even a phone call is not the best, even though that can be better than a text or email or something like that or whatever. But, you know, the important thing, really most important thing, is to get with them. And, of course, we've been held back from that a little bit by this flu that's been going around. But now things are opening up. Restaurants are open. We can get back with our friends. We can go by and see them. And being actually with someone to connect is the most important thing.
And I think even right now, if you are isolated because you're afraid, you can reach out on the phone. Because friends prevent loneliness just by talking to them, mm-hmm. sharing your life with them, sharing, you know, happenings in your life with them, kind of inhabiting each other's life. You can do that by phone. And it gives you a chance to offer them companionship too, mm-hmm. because they can be lonely.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? There's something just in the sound of your friend's voice that lifts you up, that buoys you up, that releases endorphins and other feel-good chemicals in us to hear the voice of an old good friend on the phone.
You know, that's because you realize you're not this person, you know, cares about you. And so especially if they light up, and whether they light up in the face or they light up in the voice, it feels good that someone you can like tell they're excited to see you or excited to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you also can tell when people aren't, right? And so when people finally are, it causes all these brain boosters. Right. Which is what you're saying.
Yeah, it sure does. And one of the things that I would like to make a part of the program is to encourage all of our listeners today and people who are watching on Facebook to connect with pick out an old friend, call them, connect with them, make an effort to get with someone now if you feel good about that or comfortable with that. Well, give them a call.
Yeah, decreases your loneliness and she's laughing at me. I love it when you do that, Christy. I love that. Christy's my producer. She cracks me up. It increases your sense of purpose. If you have a friend and a friend needs you and you know you're important to your life, they're important to your life, then you're that gives you an increased sense of purpose, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
it boosts your happiness and it decreases stress.
Yes, all of the above.
Now, why does it decrease stress? Because you are a stress specialist, stress and anger specialist. Right. How do friends decrease stress and anger?
Well, they do that because they create in us a sense of well-being. In other words, this is a good friend, a true friend. Could be someone from the past that we've had really good times with, good memories of. Could be somebody in the present that we just enjoy being with. And let me just say at this juncture that honestly, we tend to, in a crowd, pick out people that we sort of connect with. We tend to see someone or talk to someone that we like. And it's somebody like that who could end up being a good friend. But when we talk to them or when we're with them, it gives us a sense of calm. It gives us a sense of, well, you mentioned purpose. You know, we share common purpose and things like that. But mainly it makes me feel good because I don't have to prove anything with a real friend. We just enjoy being around each other. He knows my faults. He knows my quirks. Yeah, that's just Jim. He's just weird about that, you know. But he doesn't care because he likes me. And I like him for the same reason. And so that's part of it.
And if you're angry and you call somebody, I had somebody call me yesterday after we got home and she was just so angry. And so I spent about an hour on the phone with her, listening to her, caring for her, you know, supporting her, and then helping her have insight because her thoughts were in some ways distorted because she was so angry and she misunderstood. But she wasn't angry at me, but I understood why she was angry. And I think as friends, supporting them, you know, understanding them and saying, oh, my gosh, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so sorry. How can I help? I don't know. Just blah, blah, blah. And they go on and on and on. And I think by that, letting them get it out without judgment, without, oh, you just need to do this. But instead, you're just helping them, listening to them.
Right. It's amazing what an emotional release comes when we're able just to get something off our chest and tell our story and get our feelings out and tell just what that person did yesterday. And for us, part of being a good friend is, you know, what we do is we practice social skills when we are with our friend. And one of those skills is listening without judging, right?
Yes. And when you find someone who's kind of socially awkward, it tells me that they have isolated for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so friends help you practice socialization. Now, if your parents had a lot of friends and they got you out and got you with people and all that, then you probably have more social skills, right? But if you didn't, you have less social skills. And so many kids today have just, when they're home, they're on their laptop or their pad, anything like that. And so they're not mm-hmm. really interacting as much. And so we just encourage you because friendship, when that person called me yesterday, when we were talking, because I understood her, it made her feel better about herself.
Right.
And it gave her clarity, like, is what I'm thinking right? And when you support them and say, yes, that is righteous anger, I understand why you're angry. But this is not good for you to be so angry. How can I help you? I mean, just the emotional state she was in. And then helping her do something really healthy to bring it down was great. And so just know that it improves your self-confidence and your self-worth mm-hmm. when people listen to you and care about you and take time for you. And that's what friends do. So they help us cope with trauma because I think she's been traumatized from a lot of things that have happened. And so it helps you cope with trauma, especially divorce or lifestyle changes or mm-hmm. anything like that. Right. And so we just want to encourage you to reach out and stop isolating. Even if you have to stay home, we want you to understand that friends help you interact, help you boost your brain chemicals, brings much more happiness. It decreases depression and it makes you mentally and physically strong. So when we come back, we're going to play a song at the beginning of the break because we have our friendship songs that we want you to hear right at the end of the break. And we'll be right back with How to Do It right here.
To admit it's getting better.
And now here's more Getting Better with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light. You find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on. Are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. We you found like that song this morning and we I had never heard it before, but I think it's so cool.
Isn't it awesome? That's what friends are. That's
yeah, the
what
lyrics
friends
are so good on
Bruno
that.
Mars. Yes, he's awesome. I just like the beat too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a sweet song.
Christy was rocking out.
She was rocking too. Out. Yeah. And, you know, there's a bunch of songs about friendships. You know, it's too bad that the Beatles song about.
I know what you're going to say.
But it has, you know, getting high in there. And that we can really use that one. I'm like, it's too bad they say that, you know, because it's a good song.
Yeah, I mean, it says I get by with
the help
of my friends.
A little help
I try
from
with
my
a little help from my friends, but they just didn't say get
yeah,
high.
Yeah, yeah. And Brad, they ended up, you know, Paul McCartney in, with the, he just made the group Bread, and then they sang it too. It was such a good song. It's too bad about that because we that's the part we don't do. So, okay. So we were letting you know that friends, you know, they lower stress, and we talked about that last time. And then I was telling Jim that friends help you keep razor sharp because he keeps me, and a lot of my friends, you know, they'll listen to the show and then they'll let me know the little things I need to change or suggestions or, you know, words I used or, Christy will laugh at me and let me know I change a word. And so they boost me. They boost my career. They boost me up. They want to help me. If someone, you know, it's interesting because I had a friend that made beer and wine. And at that time, I didn't really like the taste of alcohol too much. And I would help with everybody and stuff like that. And I couldn't understand why it bummed him out so much that I didn't taste it. I mean, I just didn't like beer. And so I don't think I realized the correlation until I started with my shows and somebody who says they're my really good friend or I have a family member and they have never actually listened to a show or ever watched it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not really somebody who cares about me. It's kind of weird. You're not as close if somebody doesn't partake in something that you love and do it with you in some ways. You know what I mean? Or find the same kind of joy you have in it or something.
Well, and, you know, that's the thing. When in C.S. Lewis's book, The Four Loves, he talks about Philly, which is brotherly love. City of brotherly love, Philadelphia, right? And so he talks about the fact that there is something.
I didn't know that's why they call it that, but I knew it was a city of brotherly love, but I didn't put that together. With
the Greek word for love is for that part, kind of love, is Philly. And so, but the thing is, he was saying it's somebody who connects with you in a special way. And you say as if, you too? Oh, I thought I was the only one. In other words, you find somebody that you connect with because you have something very, very strongly in common.
And that's how finding people, so if you're at an event or with people or even a smaller group and you start talking to people, there'll be somebody. There's always one person that you can, that you'll realize, hey, I get them.
You're kind
or they
of
get me.
To them. Yeah.
Yes, they get me. And so, you know, friends, the one thing I love is that they really, because of that, because of so much of that, they can help you live longer. And because it helps your body with really good chemicals.
Yeah.
And that connection, all those chemicals that go off, they actually extend your life. If you isolate, you don't live as long. Isn't that interesting?
No, it is interesting, and it's the truth. Need to remember that.
Need to remember that. So pick up the phone, call somebody, stay right here. We'll be right back.
I have to admit, it's getting better. It's a little better all the time.
If you'd like to get better, call Ann right now. 214-810-8255. 214-810-TALK. Now more with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome back.
Who is that? Is there someone here?
Who is that? Okay. We are going to spend this segment letting you know how to make friends.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How to make friends, and we were talking about the TV show Friends, having a lot of fun on break about that, because Brian, when he was talking about his friendship with Robert, he was talking about the TV show Friends and how when they were on a work trip, they actually found a TV set that actually had the whole set of the Friends TV show.
Yep.
And that they had to sit in it. They were taking pictures of it and sending them home to their, because they loved that TV show. And if you did not see Friends, then you missed out, because those were four really close friends.
Yeah, they were funny.
And they had a blast together. And so the four of them on their work trip, they sat down like they were in the Friends thing. And what did they say, Christy? She's got it up on a sign. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Here we go. I think it's important that that you just experience Friends if you haven't seen it. And here we go. I'm trying to get this song. If you haven't heard the song, I know I'm so sorry about that, because it's such a good song. All right, here we go. Okay, I'm starting over. There we go.
All right. Does that bring back memories or what?
That brings back memories.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, you know, when you look at that show, there were some really dumb things that they did. Really dumb things that they did. But I think that if you look at the lyrics of the song, right, like the lyrics go on and on, and it's kind of hard to hear it. You can hear the music, right? But you hear the words, but do you really hear the words, right? And but I think that when people who sing it, because a lot of people know this song, they know the lyrics because they've heard it like how many times? Yeah. So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's DOA. That sounds sad, right? And so it's like you're always stuck in second gear when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before, I'll be there for you because you're there for me too.
Yeah.
And that's just a wonderful thing. And I think that people don't have friendships like that so much anymore because they're so busy. You're still in bed at 10 and work began at 8. You've burned your breakfast so far, so things are not going great.
No, they're not.
Your mother warned you there'd be days like these. Oh, but she didn't tell you when the world has brought you down to your knees. She didn't tell you. What did she not tell you? She didn't tell you that I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there for you before, I'll be there for you because you're there for me too.
Yep.
And that's what we want you to feel. We want you to know how to do it. We want you to have these friends, even if you only have one. Even if you only have one. Now, on the show, they had three. No one could ever know me. No one could ever see me. Seems you're the only one who knows what it's like to be me. They get each other. Someone to face the day with, make it through, all the rest with. Someone I'll always laugh with. Even at my worst, I'm best with you. Yay.
Those are great lyrics. I mean, those are really good lyrics.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, we were talking earlier, and, you know, friendship is a two-way street.
Right.
I give, you give, you take, we receive from one another. And you said they get each other.
They
and that's exactly right. You know, we all have weird things that we do and think, and we have quirks and all that. But a good friend just often will laugh at those just because that's who we are, and they accept that, and they know that. I mean, Joey was Joey. Joey was weird, right? But everybody thought, he's great, because he's just Joey. And that's the way it was.
Robert might have been Joey, because they were saying quirky and funny, and yeah, I mean, he was. I know he was. He was a lot like that. But all four of them, everyone, when you watch it, they're little pieces of everyone.
Right.
But the important, when you have friends like that, honestly, friends benefit every year of our lives when you have them.
Yeah.
And, you know, friends can be struggle. So we wanted to help you know how to have friends, how to have healthy friends. And let me just say this, friendships have to be cultivated and nurtured. Okay. And, that to be meaningful over the years. So even if you haven't had a foundation from childhood, social media, if that's all you do, it can totally get to the point because the foundation gets broken down over time because you're not cultivating it, nurturing it by phone calls or in person or letters. And what can happen is, I know people are on letters. Okay. What can happen is friendships just boom. Okay, just as easy as you can add a friend on social media, they can unadd you. They can unfriend you like that, right? And so social media is supposed to enable you to make new friends, right? But unfortunately, some of these online friends are more virtual than what we are talking about, okay? Those cyber bonds can break like that. And we want you to know how to generate friends, okay, and keep them. And ironically, the internet serves to keep people apart.
I think it does, yes.
Yes. So you don't really have to go anywhere. You just have your friends online. You don't ever have to call anybody. But social media can never replace the authenticity and intimacy of good friendships.
Right, because there's such a personal connection, and the personal aspect of a friendship is so important. You know, we have a lot of people who don't like doing phone calls and telehealth and things like that in our clinic. They want to come in.
Yeah,
well, why is that? Because there's a personal element that exists when there are two people looking each other in the eye and they're talking and there's body language and there are facial expressions going on. You connect much more readily and much more importantly when you do that.
Well, and people that come in, our clients that come in, they last so much longer.
Oh, yeah,
right?
they do.
They last so much longer. And we do video, we do internet as well. And it, no matter how great it can be, it doesn't bond like it does in person. But if they come in and then they do some other things too, it still stays strong. Mm-hmm. And I think that you just can't replace that face-to-face intimacy, and you can't get that through a video anywhere near as well. But good friends are open, genuine, honest with each other. This is what we're trying to talk about as far as good friends, healthy friends, what some people might call them safe friends. They tolerate each other's frailties, which social media does not really do. They don't tolerate much at all. Okay. And so real friendships tolerate your frailties, tolerate your failures, tolerate your mistakes, and you work, you know, through them and forgive and things like that. They appreciate their differences. They don't, you know, hate you and want to kill you because you're different. And they honestly criticize when necessary. And that's what I say. They keep me they keep me
sharp,
but yeah. They also I don't know, they mold me better. They make me a better person.
Okay.
And develop me as a person. And so friends are there for celebrations. Mm-hmm. They're there for important events. They're there to encourage you and charge you on in hard times.
Yeah, and these are the memories that we share with our friends. Mm-hmm. And memories are so important, you know. And so we if they're bad memories, we put them aside. We put them behind mm-hmm. us, and we elevate the good memories because they do good things in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, mm-hmm. in our spirit. And so good friends share good memories with us. And sometimes it's good to say that. If you're meeting with someone, having coffee with somebody, or even on a phone call, you can say, hey, remember when this happened? That was the funniest thing. Remember that, remember this, remember something else. And that's a part of growing through the friendship.
And I think they're there for illnesses and setbacks, you know, to encourage you, and then also to mourn the loss of friends or family.
Yeah, and we were talking about the scriptures earlier. You know, friendship is an incredibly powerful theme in the scriptures. And there's one in particular I was thinking about this morning as we were anticipating coming to the show today. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And brother there would be just another name for friend. It's not your actual blood brother. It's another word for friend. So a friend loves at all times, and that friend is born for adversity. In other words, he came in. A part of his purpose for being in the world, as it is to help you and walk with you during your hard time. I really believe that's what the scripture is teaching, and God does that. He prepares people to come in and be our friend during the hard times.
And you know, if you've had that, and you know what that feels like, you never want to lose that. And all of us need that. It's a hard time right now for everyone.
Yeah.
And so friends are what will help you get through. And a lot of people have isolated. What we're worried about is the more you isolate, the more you isolate.
That's right? True. That's really true. Yeah.
And the more you isolate, the more you lose those bonds, and the more you get depressed, the more anxiety you get. Friends decrease anxiety. So that's the thing of finding healthy friends that don't stress you out all the time. But you can get to the point, the more you isolate, anybody can stress you out. Okay? Not just your parents or your siblings, but your really good friends that you used to have as good friends. They get to the point they can be annoying. Because any noise besides quiet, because you've just been alone, is annoying. Mm. And so we don't want you to get there. We want you to know what to look for in a friend. So a friend shows genuine interest in what's going on in your life, right?
Yes, yes. Let me just say, too, I think one of the most important and powerful elements of a friendship is intimacy.
Yeah.
And intimacy is gained when we become vulnerable. We share something about ourselves that may not put us in the best light, but it's on our heart. And our friend accepts that, listens to that, and loves us through that, loves us in spite of it, you know. And so when that happens, we feel this closeness with that person that we call intimacy. Without that, I don't think a friendship exists. I think you have an acquaintance.
So we have you know, friends that different things have happened to them. One of them, they had a party at their house, and she took her wedding ring off to change her baby's diaper. And for just a few minutes, she'd set it down on the changing table. She went to the bathroom. She came back out, and the wedding ring was gone. So after the party, the husband let her know that he was never going to buy her another wedding ring.
Wow.
Because she had lost that one, and he did not buy her another wedding ring. And so
rather than being sympathetic and Right. Feeling that pain there.
And so, yeah, you know, that's not a good thing to do, right? Mm. And how about a friend of ours that accidentally broke a dish of some other person's? And that was her friend, and her friend has made her pay for years since then. There's never the same relationship since then. And so that's not really a good friend, right? Like, friends don't make you pay when you make mistakes. And so what we want is for you to be able to have, you know, have frailties, make mistakes, and still have your friends accept you for who you are.
That is a great statement. Friends don't make you pay for making mistakes.
I
love that. I'm going to write that down because that's important to remember. And that is very much a part of being a true friend.
Well, how about being haughty, that because you've made mistakes or whatever they are, even though you don't live like that anymore or act like that anymore or whatever, they're better than you. And they, every time you're around them, they look down on you.
Mm-hmm.
That is not accepting, right? And that's not a good friend. So there are people that do that. So we don't want that. But listen to... friends listen to you attentively. They look at you with their eyes. They pay attention and they don't judge, you know, but they actually focus. What do you call that? You call that quality time, where people are truly focused on you when you're talking.
Yeah, quality time involves eye contact, some physical contact and focused attention.
Yeah. Sounds like eye contact. I kept going like this. You can see me on video. You can always go to Getting Ready with Ann Bill on Facebook. We are going to put this on YouTube after the show today. And if you would like to email us, you can always do that at gettingbetterwithannbeal@gmail.com or jslaughterphd@yahoo.com.
Yep.
So you can let us know. So feeling comfortable sharing thoughts about yourselves is really important. You know, and not have to kind of filter what you say all the time.
Don't you hate that when you feel like you're filtering stuff?
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to have to be so careful with what you say, that isn't a that's not an unconditional love relationship.
Right? A friend would say, "Wait a minute, let me get this straight," and he'll repeat it, and he'll say, "No, that's not what I meant. No, that's not, you know," or whatever. You can talk it through, you know. But anyway, yeah.
We want you to feel better after you spend time with this person or talk with this person. That's very important. And so. The tips for being more friendly and social if you're shy, those are very helpful. So number one, focus on others, not yourself. People love to talk about themselves. They do. And you could let them talk about themselves the whole time. And then later they'll say, wow, I really enjoyed talking with that person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What a great time we had.
They have a great story about that.
So stay right here. We're going to give you five more tips. Stay right here. Be right back.
It's getting better, it's a little better all the time.
You're getting better all the time. Now back to Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
We were talking about some ways to make friends. I said focus when they're talking, pay attention. We also were talking on the break about self-disclosure. So self-disclosure in time... You know, you say, hey, well, I'm from Arkansas. That's self-disclosure, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you're a little socially awkward or you haven't had friends for a while, you may share too much too soon. And that's why you just got to go slow with that. Small little things. And you want how they respond about small things to determine how you open up more to self-disclose. So don't self-disclose too soon. So if I say, hey, I'm from Arkansas, and they're like, oh my gosh, I hate people in Arkansas. They're all like racist and blah, 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 or whatever. Probably not going to self-disclose again much, right? And so part of it is there's a gradual, that's boundaries, you know, as people share. So in the beginning, you just kind of have more shallow talk. More just kind of about what you're at, where you're at.
And people will ask you questions. Yeah, you have. You start off with some small talk. It grows from there.
Right.
And people say, well, tell me more about yourself. You know, where are you from and what was it like for you growing up and this and that. And they show interest and you share some of your background and they listen and they're interested and they pursue it. And so you can begin to get a picture of what this relationship would be like, this friendship might be like.
And people, again, it's really easy for someone to talk about themselves. I mean, they know about themselves. So... You know, if they ask you about you, you just got to tell about yourself, but don't monopolize the whole conversation you know what I mean? So it's a give and take. It's a give and take. Or if you start talking about something you love, like gaming or something like that, whatever it is, you still got to be careful not to do it too long because it's a give and take conversation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so the more isolated you get, the more you can forget to do that. Those are some things to help you know what to do when you're talking to somebody. we want to let you know how to meet new people, okay? Mm-hmm. Because as adults and you're out there, people, especially if they've isolated a while, you know, some people will tell them church, go to church. Well, you know, you can go to church and leave and never meet anybody. I have people say they'll never even know if I die. Well, that tells me that you haven't developed relationships. And people usually stay in a church because of friends. They've developed relationships. So that's usually small groups, you know, seeing people, sitting by people in service, that makes it more fun. I mean, if you're looking, you know, when you go to church, you often, it's still about friends. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's all about friends because you're there to worship the Lord or whatever, but friends are a part of that. That is part of church. Worship, instruction, fellowship with other people, and evangelism. Yeah. But fellowship's very important. And if you're not going to church, you can still fellowship with other people. So some other places you can meet people. We were talking about when we volunteered for PTA or went on a mission trip or went on, you know, just went to parties, anything like that. That's how you met people.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say,
we have met a lot of people in our neighborhood. Right. We've been there 5 years, and we really have gotten to know a lot of people. I don't know. There are only a few, though, that I would say are genuine friends.
Right.
Most are acquaintances. That's
but it's
okay.
still fun. I mean, we meet them. We meet new people, and we get to know them. And over time, they become friends.
Yeah, over time, they do. They become friends.
Well, those
are
people that reach out to us back, you know. And so Donna, the Schraders, have done that. We've really appreciated that in the Greens. And the Mocks, I'm saying all these neighbors, right? We've got these friends and Carol and Scott. So we've made friends, and we met them walking the dog.
And across the street stopped yesterday to tell us he apologized because they're going to start roofing his house on Thursday next week.
They're going to be there at 6 a.m.
Give us a heads up.
Yeah. And so getting out in your neighborhood. Now, I've had people straight out tell me, I don't want to meet a single neighbor. I don't want to be known. I do not want them to know me.
Really?
Yes. And I'll be like, why? Right. So we'll talk through that because they have been isolated so much or been hurt so much. People annoy them and they don't want to be annoyed or hurt anymore.
Right. And that's something we haven't talked about yet. May not be able to. But the thing is, sometimes we get very, very cautious and tight-lipped and quiet because we've been hurt so deeply in the past. There are safe people and there are unsafe people.
And so we have actually done shows on that. We'll do another show. So next week we're going to do another series on friendship. Okay, but this is part of our series. So we're going to do 2 to 4 weeks, depending on people are asking us. So we will next week go deeper into that, safe and unsafe and things like that. But why to reach out again. So you can take a class or join a club. You can go to a gallery opening or any kind of store opening. Mm-hmm. Okay, the openings are cool. You can meet people. You can join the Chamber of Commerce, because you make friends that way.
Yeah.
You can be new. When you're new to the area, you can behave like you're new to the area and that you really are in a way that you haven't gone out much and met people. And so cheer on different businesses in your neighborhood or friends is a really good thing to do. And then definitely unplug from the internet. You want to get off if you can and spend some time off, because that helps you spend the time making more friends and getting out. Even taking your dog to a dog park or something is better than just sitting around. So you can connect with your alumni association. You can invite work colleagues to lunch or carpool to work.
Yep.
My dad did that and he talked a lot about that. So next week, more about friends. Keep getting better.